Press City's News and Brief, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi says Tehran opposes foreign intervention in the region. He's called for resolving crises through dialogue and respect for human rights. Salehi was speaking at the 16th summit of the non-aligned movement in Tehran. Delegations from 118 countries are attending the event. Egypt defends the idea of forming a contact group on the Syrian crisis. A spokesman for President Mohamed Morsi says Iran could be part of the solution. Morsi proposed the idea of creating the group at the summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Saudi Arabia this month. The Syrian government forces continue fighting insurgents across the country. A large number of militants have been killed in the latest clashes in and near Aleppo. Battles have also been reported in the city of Deir al-Zour. Troops have also managed to clear more areas of insurgents in the capital, Damascus. At least one person is killed in fresh clashes between supporters and opponents of the Syrian government in the Lebanese city of Tripoli. Six others, including three Lebanese soldiers, were wounded in the violence. The army managed to quell the renewed unrest, arresting nearly a dozen militiamen. Activists have rallied in Australia's largest city, Sydney, in support of anti-regime protesters in Bahrain. The Australian protesters shouted slogans against the Al Khalifa regime and denounced its brutal crackdown on opposition protests in Bahrain. Protesters in Bahrain want regime change. They started their rallies in February of last year. Anti-Japanese sentiments grows in China. People have rallied in Dongguan City against Japan's claim over a chain of uninhabited islands in the East China Sea. The rally follows similar protests over the past few weeks. The demonstrations follow territorial dispute. Typhoon Bolivin hits Japan's southern island of Okinawa. Residents have been advised to stay indoors and take shelter from typhoon's strong winds and heavy rain. Thousands of homes have been left without electricity, and the traffic system has been paralyzed, with flights in and out of Okinawa being canceled. And finally, in India, anti-corruption protesters have rallied in New Delhi. Police fired tear gas shells and used batons as the demonstrators were marching towards the residence of the president of the ruling Congress and the main opposition. Protesters accused both parties for the country's endemic level of corruption.